Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue right on in a message I've been sharing out of the book of Judges, chapters 6 through 8. And this is the calling of Gideon, and I saw so many powerful spiritual applications for us today that Gideon lived in a time when Israel had gone apostate. They were serving other gods. They had rebelled against the Lord. God sent a prophet to them and basically said, I did all these things for you. I brought you out of Egypt, but you have not obeyed my voice. And we, as American Christians, have to say the same thing. We have been labeled no longer a Christian nation. The values, the principles that many of us grew up, those of us who are up in years, society even 50, 40 years ago was quite different than it is now, but the seeds of what we are reaping today were planted back then. Yeah, I mean, I grew up, I was in my 20s and the 60s, that I was out in, you know, Berkeley, Telegraph Avenue, I attended University of California, all the drug scene, all those things that came in had led up to the lack of respect for values, principles that historically Americans had grown up with. And beloved, now is the time we are seeing great and terrible things happening around the world. Prophecy is being fulfilled on a global scale. And beloved, if there's ever a time that we need to seek God and walk closely with God, it's now. God loves you. You're listening to this broadcast because God's call is upon your life. Now, He uses many different avenues, but the fact is, we, every single one of us, have been chosen for such a time as this. God saw fit. You could have been born in Roman times. And you could have been born in the Middle Ages, but God chose for you to be alive at this point in time because He has a purpose for your life. Now, you might think of yourself as totally inconsequential, that you have very little to offer the Lord, His church, the society in general. Well, that's why I'm preaching on Gideon, because that's exactly what he felt like. And when God appeared to him, the angel of the Lord, and said, "Thou mighty man of valor, I'm going to use you to deliver the people of Israel," he basically begins to give all kinds of objections and excuses. He says, basically, "Why don't we see your miracles? If you're with us, because the Lord says, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." He responds and says, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?" But basically, God's forsaken us and we're in the hands of Midian right now. Well, the Lord answered that. They had not obeyed the voice of the Lord. But American Christians, you know, we hear of reports, incredible things God is doing overseas. We don't see or hear of a great amount of miracles in this country. Why? Because we are rich and increased with goods. We don't really need too much. We have, of all the peoples of the earth, we have been given religious freedom. The airwaves, radio, and television have been open to the preaching of the gospel for decades. Technology is available. Even though forces are at work to silence the gospel, nonetheless, we still have been given freedom, at least for a period of time. And beloved, much is required of us, and we have forsaken the Lord. Christians are compromising. They are not concerned really about the things of God. If they go to church on Sunday, well, that's pretty much they've done their duty. Well, beloved, God wants to he wants us to preach the gospel, and there should be signs and wonders following. He wants us to experience the supernatural power of God in our daily life. And it's not for the pastor alone. It's not for the teachers, the prophets, the apostles. Those fivefold ministry gifts are given to edify the body of Christ, that they can fulfill the work of the ministry. So Gideon goes on to object. He presents a historical objection, which the Lord ignores, and he's given a great commission. Go in this thy might. Beloved, God is giving you and I and a commission of what he wants us to do in this hour. Remember, God already, through that unnamed prophet, reminded the Israelites that they had been delivered from Egyptian bondage. He is speaking to us today as he spoke to his disciples before he ascended. He said, "Lo, I am with you always. All power is given unto me." Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me." And then Joshua was commanded in Joshua 1 and 9, the Lord saying, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So God ignores the historical objection, and his personal objection he gives no credence to. Gideon is self-diffident. He's self-denying. Basically, you know, "I'm not of a very important family." Poverty and weakness are no valid excuse against the exceeding riches of God's grace and power to usward. Our conscious weakness, in fact, is one of the best qualifications for the work of God. 2 Corinthians 12 and 10 says, Paul declares, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Gideon proclaimed that he was the least in Israel. But beloved, God continues to choose the most unlikely. God passes off objection by saying, "I will be with you." And beloved, he's talking to you right now. Whatever God has put on your heart, whatever burden, he's telling you, don't look at what you think your abilities or inabilities are. He will be with you. So let's go on. A divine sign is given. Verse 17. "And he said unto him," this is Gideon speaking, "If now I have found grace in thy sight, then shew me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth my present, and set it before thee." And he said, "I will tarry until thou come again." And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour and flesh. He put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, "Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth." And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up a fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for because I've seen an angel of the Lord face to face." And the Lord said unto him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die." And Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Praise God. So he offers meal. And if it was eaten as common food, well, this angel would just be a prophet. But otherwise, he was an angel of the Lord. And of course, God's presence is confirmed by the willingness of the angel to remain and accept his offering. And then the demonstration of the burning of the present. That gift then became a sacrifice. It's the same word, that grain offering is a present. And in God's infinite grace, God adapts his method to our natural infirmities. He adds the seal of his spirit to the promise of his word. Under the old covenant, and as we see many times displayed under the old covenant times, I'm thinking of Elijah, for example, when he called down fire out of heaven. That fire of the Lord was a powerful supernatural demonstration where offerings were consumed on the altar. And Under the new covenant, we have another kind of fire. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit, God's sign and answer to a life consecrated to Him. Even under the old covenant, there were those mysterious Urim and Thummim. Well, the Urim was offered light and warmth in the breastplate of the high priest's breastplate, if you will. And now we can have the warmth and fire of the Holy Spirit burning within our hearts. Let me just give you as a reference. Remember those two disciples who were so downcast and brokenhearted on the road to Emmaus? This was after the crucifixion. Jesus joins them. They don't recognize him. And then when he begins to break bread, he disappears out of their sight. And he said, did not our hearts burn within us? Beloved, that's the fire, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And then, as we go on, remember Gideon created an altar, and he named it Jehovah Shalom, which is the Lord is peace. And beloved, that is the mark of our ministry. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that bear good news of good tidings, praise God, the word of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jehovah Shalom now is an actual title of God. And of course, for Gideon, God is so personal in each of our situations. He was reassuring Gideon. He was attempting to allay his personal fears because he felt so inadequate to the task. And of course, it also, thirdly, was a declaration of peace to Israel's situation. They were in a terrible strait, but God was about to intervene in their behalf. And of course, we have the armor of God, Ephesians 6:15. It talks about our feet to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, this is a good point to end as I draw near to the conclusion of this broadcast. On tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to be sharing about the spiritual preparation that was necessary for Gideon, as well as the spiritual preparation we need for each one of us in the times in which we are now living. Thank you so much for joining me. UCM Partners, God bless you for your prayer support, your financial help. And in the moments that remain, whether you're part of my present UCM family or a new listener, I invite you, if you have prayer needs, if you just need someone to talk with, if you just need someone to share your heart's burdens, just jot down that contact information and I'll respond personally to you. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.